what we're talking about in this hour here on America Tonight. Hope you're having a great week, everybody. If not, just remember, hump day means you're halfway home. So you just let out a big breath. Seriously, you have to look at things different. Change the narrative. Boy, oh boy. The Republicans wish they could change the narrative. The Democrats love where the narrative's going, at least in Missouri. I hate to bring up the bad news right from the top, but if you're looking at numbers, and it is a numbers game when you're talking about the people who make the laws, after all, the Senate hangs in the balance, and Missouri is a key state. So Senator Claire McCaskill, a little bit on the ropes. A lot of people that were even backing her, Democrats or independents, kind of swaying a little bit. And then you get this guy, Aiken, Congressman Aiken, who's been elected to six terms, is definitely hardcore conservative, is absolutely anti-abortion, but steps all over it and in it when he does a local interview in St. Louis, and it costs him his political future. Everybody is bailing on him in the Republican Party. The money, the people, the fanfare. He can't even get balloons unless he buys them himself. He will not drop out of the race. They are begging him, just get out of the race. Tuesday was a deadline day. He could have gotten out, wouldn't have had to pay anything to get his name off the ballot. Now, should he decide between now and November 6th, hey, I'm getting out of this thing after all, because I don't like what's happening, and I'm not going to stay here and take this. I just don't think I have that support anymore, even though polls before showed that I had an 8-point lead. If he decides to do that, he'd have to pay the cost to have his name and everything taken out of the ballots. So it would be at a cost to him. I don't think that's happening. I don't think it's happening. All right, so he's a major distraction for the Republicans, and there's major problems in the Missouri race, unless there are people that go on November 6th and write in somebody else. And, hey, there may be some support. He might end up winning this thing after all, to the surprise of many in the Republican Party, but it's not looking good. It's a layup for Democrats to go after him, and now when your own party eats you, you know, there's something about that. You're not going to dance. You're not going to dance on November 6th. I don't think that happens. All right, the disruptive distortion continues in a different way when we talk about the convention. There are a couple of possible party members. One we know is the Vice President Joe Biden says that he's going to Tampa and he'll be there during the convention throwing out something completely different from what's happening in Florida for the Republicans. He says he's going to stop by on the opening day of the convention, in fact. So he'll draw some of the media to him and probably counter-attack whatever's being said, whatever it has to do with the fiscal policies or jobs or whatever. You know, there's a couple of running themes that we all know. It's mostly having to do with money and the lack of money for so many people. So Bidenisms may abound out of Tampa. There's also another distraction on the horizon, and that's Tropical Storm Isaac that could turn into a hurricane. Tampa hasn't been ground zero for a hurricane in 90 years. They've had terrible storms. They just recently had some bad weather in Florida like a month and a half ago where people were knee deep in water and Tampa got some of that. But that's a lot different than 100 mile an hour winds depending on what category the storm is. So there is a chance that Tampa could be battered by it. It's hard to tell now in handicapping it whether that's going to happen, but they're starting to watch the weather anyway because it's a real threat. Right now, it could change, but it's a threat. Let's put it that way. They're at the convention. And this leaked out, and I think it leaked out on purpose. This is something else that is an interesting wordplay, since we're talking about this. At the top, you have the Aiken distraction, Biden, the possibility of the storm, and then it's all about the bumper stickers. You know, if you were the Republican strategist that were sitting around in a room forever bouncing Super Bowls off the wall trying to think, what can we do, what can we say, you know, what is the theme here that we can use besides some that we've already, you know, used. And so one of the things that they're going to talk about is one of the session is going to be called We Built This. So Tuesday night session, I kind of love it, I got to say, is We Built This, taking a chunk out of the president because he said that, you know, what did they build? What do they build? It gets, goes back to the thing about businesses. So it's a play on words. I think that works, depending on the speeches that are delivered. And there's some interesting people that are going to speak that night that from New Hampshire and from some other places that will play up to this theme, to be sure. They picked up on that line, and I think it's, I got to say, I think it's kind of clever, actually, that they're using it, because this is something they can gig Obama with when he was in Virginia last month. Remember when he said that the federal government's role helped the private sector, and he pointed to education and what the infrastructure was and said somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we have that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made it happen, and boom, that was the raw meat. So We Built This will be one of the themes. And I hear there's some others, too. They're trying to keep it close to the vest and not release everything at this point. But we know it's going to be about the economy. However, the spoiler could be there, and the spoiler is the possibility of that. Certainly the possibility of that hurricane. By the way, quickly on the cash front, since it's all politics here out of the gate for this first couple of minutes, how about Mitt Romney raising cash from traditionally Democratic avenues? I was surprised by this even. And looking at super PACs, you know, we get the super PAC thing, and that makes sense where the money's coming from. And you understand that funnel and how much has been raised. But this is a little bit different. He's out-fundraising Obama by some big margins. He's attracting a lot of donors from pockets that he normally doesn't get. Donors from New York, you know, Manhattan, where you look at neighborhoods in San Francisco like the Castro neighborhood, which would be definitely liberal, Manhattan, way more liberal, and he's raising money from those places. So he's actually outraised the Prez by more than $25 million in July, beating him and the Democratic Party in contributions for the third straight month. So he's really pumping in the cash. He is definitely bringing in the dough. Hang with us. More on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2630. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6699, $8.3349 for a half ounce, or $4.1675 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6699, $8.3349, and $4.1675.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Is going to say another one bites the dust. Will it be Obama and Biden, or will it be Romney and Ryan? Wow, that rhymes. I know you're thinking about it. You can't get away from it, and nor should you get away from it, because these are the times where you want to talk about what are the issues and what are you not seeing happen. And least we forget about the legislative people, because really, that's where it's at when it comes to making the laws. Remember, you got the three branches. So it's not just about the president, although a lot will trickle down from there. 855-266-KATE. I know you're out there. 855-266-5283. By the way, when you run, you got to take credit for things. So it's like having a resume where you have to highlight something that you've done, a couple of things that you did. You know, if you went to somebody to build a resume, they'd say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a janitor. It doesn't matter if you're a pilot, a teacher, whatever. Give me your three hits. What are your three highlights? What would you say somebody would be wowed by? Give me the three biggest ones. And so for Obama, one of the things that they definitely wave, although they haven't really been using it that much now, because it's more about attacking Romney and Ryan, but if they're waving the hits, one of the hits is bin Laden and getting bin Laden, although it's sort of underplayed. But what's interesting is the White House actually shot down a reporter's question or claim that the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, had to push President Obama to approve the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound last year, that it was really her that pushed this. That actual claim was made by Richard Minter in his book, Leading from Behind, the reluctant president and the advisors who decide for him. And in the book, he takes some of those hits of Obama's and flushes them out and says, oh, wait a second, you know, this isn't, he was pushed to do this by somebody else. And that's a big one. That's a big one. The National Security Council spokesperson Tommy Vietor said that the claim was wrong, made up. It's not true that the decision to take out bin Laden was made by the president, and that's on the record. The vice president also keeps pushing. He's the one person that's pushing the president's decision to approve the raid. And Mitcher reportedly claimed last time around that Valerie Jarrett tried to talk Obama out of it, tried to talk him out of it because she was worried about a backlash against the president if the operation failed. But Clinton was the one pushing to convince Obama to approve it, that, you know, he actually delayed and canceled the mission to kill bin Laden three times before they actually did it. And a Clinton spokesperson, because, of course, now pressed on it, said that, you know, she strongly supported the president's decision to launch the bin Laden operation and that the analogy is wronger than wrong. It just didn't happen that way, blah, blah, blah. So what do you think, fair or foul? Is there more to this? The book is based on that. The book is based on the fact that he didn't make a lot of the decisions and some of the big hits that he would claim he was pushed by other people to do it. Like he had to be coerced into it, like the bin Laden thing. And of course, Clinton, if that's true or not, they're not going to say that. That'd be throwing the president under the bus. So if there's any truth to it, there's no way any spokesperson would come out and say that. Absolutely not. They'd be gone faster than, you know, you could say flapjack or flip-flop. There's absolutely no way. But the curious thing is that there's a couple of areas where this guy, this author, is nailing Obama for taking credit for some of the big things that have happened in his administration in his first 4 years that he's been talking about on the campaign trail, and that, in fact, it was other people that really, really were pushing him. I mean, every president is going to delegate, but that he didn't really want that final decision, that he was pushing, you know, he's pushing it off, trying to push it off. Mm. But we'll see how much that plays into factors of reelecting or not reelecting this president. So it still comes back to the same question. You hear this all during the day when you listen to talk radio. You listen to America Tonight. We talk about it. We have people on analyzing chances and different things that the administration's talking about. But the true question is just, in the end, who bites the dust on November 7th? Who bites the dust? Is it Obama and Biden, or do Romney and Ryan go the way of McCain and Palin? And, you know, how close, and looking at the polls, it is pretty close at this point. And will that hold up or, you know, or not? Is it completely different once we actually get to voting? Because it's about the Electoral College. This is something people forget. I'm a fan of popular vote across the board. I wish it would go more that way, open it up. Some people would disagree, and they'd say, well, there's a reason for the electoral votes, because in some of the smaller places, you know, that weights it in a much different direction, so it evens things out, in other words, across the country. But I say that we've got some work to do on the system, and that's one of the areas that should be definitely looked at when people are talking about popular vote versus what's happening with the electoral votes, because you've got to get those electoral votes. You've got 12 swing states in play now that are heavily weighted, and some of the polls show, like in Wisconsin, that's a state that's up for grabs. That's where Paul Ryan's from. He's been in office. He's like a veteran, a young veteran. He's been in office since he's 28 years old. Now he's 42. Can he deliver the state of Wisconsin? Right now the polls are showing that Romney's slightly ahead in that state, but what happens in some of those other key areas like Ohio, Pennsylvania, Florida is certainly another one of them. And we still have enough distance. We've got the two conventions coming up. And then after the conventions, least we forget, we got the debates. And these debates, I hope anyway, these debates could be pretty interesting. You know, the Republican debates, and there were over 20 of them, were so heavily watched. There was something about the drama, the setup of some of the debates and the things that happened before them that made them, frankly, much more entertaining, because we kept seeing the same thing over and over again, but different people doing them, and different things had cycled through on the campaign trail that made it a little bit more interesting. And that's going to be the case now, looking at the hits and the misses. That's going to be the case when you get the Romney and Obama debates going. I can't wait to see how that comes out. I think a lot of people will watch that, and I don't know how much sway it has, because, I mean, don't by now, this is the other question. At this point, at what point do most people know who they're going to vote for? We have this heavy press, you know, this push to get votes, stumping across the country, you know, red-eyed, going from running from place to place, ultimately doing the conventions. I mean, how much runoff, how many extra votes, how many people don't know who they're voting for that can make the difference in those 12 states? You know, is there that much indecision right now here almost into September? I mean, you know we got a week left after this week that we're talking about in August, and boom, we're in September after that. So in September, are people undecided about who they're voting for? Do you know people that are undecided in your neighborhoods? Is the guy behind you or the couple across the street from you, are they saying that they're not really sure who they're going to vote for? Are you having those kind of conversations in the nooks and crannies? I'd be really surprised if that's the case. Really, really surprised. That's why all the money that's spent and all the campaigning, I wish there was a statistic that we could look at that shows you how many people are swayed by that in September and October, and then ultimately when they decide to go and vote on November 6th. If you know anyone that falls in that category, I want to know, because I'm curious as to what it's like out there across America. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I want you to hear the latest punching back and forth. We have the president who was in Ohio and Reno, Nevada, talking about Romney and education and the fact that this isn't the guy you should elect because he's going to have you borrowing from mom and dad, and this is your future he's leveraging. Paul Ryan, the congressman who's the VP on the Romney card, was out talking in Pennsylvania and a couple of other key states, and he was talking about the mistakes by Obama and how many jobs that his administration has actually cost us. Take a listen to this round.
Governor Romney told a crowd of young people, just like you, that if you want to be successful, if you want to go to college or you want to start a business, then you can just, and I'm quoting here, borrow money if you have to from your parents. Putting a college education within reach for working families does not seem to be a priority that my opponent shares.
So it's either lose defense-related jobs in Pennsylvania or put small businesses further in a competitive disadvantage to competing in the global economy and lose small business jobs. Why don't we take away President Obama's job and create jobs for everybody, no matter what industry they're in? That's a good stimulus project. They turned Medicare into a piggy bank to fund Obamacare.
All right, so you heard the crowd there behind Ryan. That's round one. A lot of rounds to go before November 6th. I think a lot of you already have your mind made up. But there are still some that might be in the gray area, and there are 12 swing states. And even if people have their mind made up, I don't think either one of these campaigns have anyone on the staff that can read people's minds, so they have no way to know for sure what will happen in Wisconsin, what will happen in Ohio, what will happen in Nevada this time around. You can only look at the polls, and you can only try to make an educated guess. We tried to make an educated guess the last time around as we swing into something completely different as to who was going to be the co-host, oh, this is important news, with Kelly Ripa on a show that seemingly has been around forever in the mornings. If you leave your house in the morning, chances are this could be on the tube, perhaps with your partner who's home. They may be watching this show with Kelly Ripa. And the co-host is not Matt Johnson. Our own Matt Johnson was not chosen. In fact, Michael Strahan, who you probably watched, the former giant, who is also part of the Fox show, part of the NFL show, is supposedly going to be the co-host with Kelly Ripa. Boy, that certainly takes that show in a much different direction. So, like politics, she's got a partner. She's got a running mate, if you will. And like Mitt Romney, they went in a much different direction than people thought. They were throwing out names of all kinds of people. There were 59 folks that tried out, just like the VP hunt for Mitt Romney. And in the end, it shows you how much politics is like a television show. There's speculating. There's guessing as to who would be the best fit. What two people go hand in hand. Although, when we're talking about a VP, certainly that person has a chance to become president. If something, God forbid, should happen to the president, they would step into that role. And when you have co-hosts on a television show and something happens to one of the co-hosts, then they look again through the pile and come up with somebody else that they're going to throw in the chair. So Michael Strahan, I'm sure, is well aware of this, as he would be in the know as to any of the cutting-edge products that athletes design or what they're paid by Nike or someone else to come up with something new that they can sell. It's all about selling sports stuff. Sports has exploded. Sports stations, sports radio, sports television, sports magazines, sports blogs. It's huge in the United States. It's the way many people chillax, frankly, and not just men, women too. But how many people, and how much can you remember? And this is a great question, so I hope we got some takers. I hope if you're awake, you get to that phone. You do me a favor and you get to that phone. This is my first question. Would you spend $315 for a pair of sneakers? $315. So this is the scoop. This is why I said I'm sure Strahan knows about this. Nike has these new sneaks. $315, that's the price tag. And the sneakers are LeBron X sneaker. LeBron X. LeBron X Nike Plus. And they unveiled them, actually, if you were paying attention, during the Olympics. And it's expected to debut this fall with what they call embedded motion sensors to measure how high users jump. Are you kidding me? We have unemployment that for young people, which seemingly this is who the market would be, as a guest just the other day told us, is really closer to 12% and counting. So this is the most expensive ever that Nike's ever put out there. Can you believe it? I'm thinking to myself, who's the market for this? I guess they're going to think that consumers can burn through the money because they'll have to. And, you know, the clothing and shoe prices, they know, they guess they think people will pay, are going up by 5 to 10% overall. And the margins are incredible for Nike, even though they've dropped a bit. But a 300 and $15 shoe? What's the most that you ever paid for sneakers? What's the most you would ever pay for shoes? So, you know, here's the thing. Air Jordans in the 80s, at the time, though, this was a lot, $64. But if you were to try to compare it to today, they say it would be about $138. And $138 is certainly different than $315. Basketball shoes are up almost 10% compared with a year before. 10%. Oh, my. So they must think that they have a market, that enough people will buy them. It's the opposite of Stephon Marbury. Remember when he came up with his sneaker and he had a very cheap version, the Starberry, and he had a whole line. So it started at like $15, something like that. I can remember talking to him about that. $15 for those shoes back in 2006. Wow. But I'm still like bowled over by the 315. And so I don't care if you guys are out there walking, you're lifting weights at the gym, you're just wearing them. You're just wearing them to walk around in. Can you ever picture a scenario where you would pay $315 for the sneakers? I'm just saying. And what is possibly the most that you ever paid? I think that for me, for tennis shoes, because they're different, the bottoms, you can't have like running shoes. You just can't wear running shoes to play on the tennis court. You'd fall over yourself and probably break your leg. I think the most that I paid probably was like $75 maybe. I'm thinking that's probably the most. Matt, if he hasn't run out to go get a Mountain Dew, Matt, I don't blame him. How much is the most that you ever paid for some shoes, for some sneakers? He went to get Mountain Dew. I knew it. I'm thinking he didn't pay anywhere near $315. I guarantee it. I'm just stunned by that amount of money. Where are they coming up with this money? How are people coming up with this money for sneakers? $315. I mean, that's incredible. It's like I said, it's stunning that somebody would pay that much. And Nike has that much faith in these shoes that they think, that's the thing. They do the market research. They spend the money on the research. They must believe that they can get that kind of money for those sneakers, or they wouldn't put them out on the market like that. And they're saying that it measures the jump. So how cool would that be, I guess, for people that are playing basketball? But then you start to think of the suburbs and the wealthier suburbs, and even think of kids who get a hold of that money in some of the poorer areas and on the black tops, how they would, you know, wear those sneakers. But how many could you possibly sell of that? That shows you what the market demands are, because there's definitely this is proven in other sectors that no matter how high the unemployment is, the higher end stuff sometimes will still sell. It'll sell regardless, and that obviously is the case with Nike and these shoes. They think that's market's going to bear that. And I mean, they are cool looking. I'll say that they are cool looking. But for $315, I could fly round trips from across the country, east to west. I could go to New York for that. I mean, I'm saying taxes included. I'm just saying. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Honestly, America, would you pay $315 for a pair of sneakers, even if they measure how high you jump? I mean, I think that's kind of a cool feature. I don't think it'd be registering very high for me on the jump scenario. But $315? I'm not kidding. You know what I could do for $315? I really could take a flight from east to west. That's one thing. I could go away for a weekend to a really cool bed and breakfast and actually have meals and some drinks and stay overnight probably two nights. And not in a shabby place, by the way. I can think of a lot of things that I could do with that kind of money. So I'm missing something here. And I'm wondering if the shoes will fly off the shelf. It is an indication of when people really want something, you get something hot and it rocks at their world, they'll pay for it. And this is probably the case. Nike has great research people. I can't imagine they're going to have an awful miss with this sneaker. James in Kentucky, hello.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Would you pay $315 for the Nike shoes?
There is no way. I actually, a friend of mine let me on to a website called FreeTrade.com. And they basically rate a lot of the companies for clothing, shoes, all that stuff. And they go through and they rate where they get their material from, who gets the material, how they pay the people who actually make the shoes and the clothes. And they give them, you know, A, B, C, D, or F. And there were so many that were just D and F. And Nike was so bad, they didn't even make the list.
Really?
And so, and I've bought everything with a swoosh on it for probably the last three decades. And I just bought a brand new pair of Adidas running shoes. First pair of shoes I bought that weren't Nike, and I think they were about $60, but they're extremely comfortable. But I'm just wondering, if those shoes cost $315, how much they actually cost to make and how much Nike's actually going to make off of these pair of shoes?
Yeah, you got to figure that profit has to be high. So how much does it cost to make? That's a great question. They're not going to reveal that. But I, of course, we could do some digging, and I'm going to try. But I bet you they produce them. They probably produce them for way under 60.
Oh yeah, probably.
I bet
less than that.
Probably less than that. And so you pay that kind of money. And think about this. Okay, so you obviously like to run, and like I like to play tennis. So I wear out shoes pretty fast. And you know that with the Adidas, they're comfortable, you like them. But you're gonna, if you start running a lot, James, you know you'll start to wear them down. So it only has so much shelf life, and then you'll switch to another one or do whatever, or get another pair and switch them back and forth. Can you imagine $315 if you were wearing them a lot? These guys on these courts with this, how you start and stop and go up and down, even half court, you'd wear them out.
I've actually, I was in the military for a while, and I tore both of my ACLs, my knees. So I try to keep my shoes relatively new because I know that when they start to wear out, I can tell automatically by the way my knees feel. So I try to keep, I'll usually switch out the insoles or I'll look for another pair, but I try to get nice pairs that are really comfortable. And I've never had a problem with the Nikes, but when I found out their website and started checking into it, I thought, man, that's just absolutely horrible, considering the amount of money they make off of everything that has a swoosh on it. So I switched over, and I'm extremely happy with the Adidas. They're very comfortable.
Yeah, it's all about, yeah, I agree. It's all about that comfort and everything else and not paying $315. James, great call. I'm right there with you. Especially the good advice on the, with the wearing down. You got to watch too, because you can hurt your ACLs and your knees and stuff. When people say, oh, I just can't, there's no way I can't pony up this extra money, that's a problem if you're doing something, some kind of athletic thing a lot. If you're hitting it really hard, if you're running a couple miles, however much it is that you do. Like I said, I see that from my tennis shoes. What happens, it's pretty quick, and they'll start to wear off on the side that I favor, just like that. Let's go to John in Kentucky. Hey, John.
Hi, Kate. How goes it?
Good, buddy. What do you say? You wouldn't pay $315, right?
No, I wouldn't now, but it's because I'm older and wiser. But when I was young, when I was in college back in my 20s, early 90s, I did buy, remember when they came out with the shoes where you had the pump in the tongue of the shoe to pump them
yes.
up so they better?
Yes.
$20.
Yeah.
So I bought a pair of those, you know, fool that I was, had to have the new cool hip thing, but it's just smart marketing. The more expensive you make them, the more, you know, a status symbol they are. And young people, you know, they want to be cool, and that if shoes are one of the things that, kids judge each other on style and stuff like that. So I think it's genius. And I'm sure that they cost fractions more than what the other shoes cost to make that they've got in their lines. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think I agree on the cost for sure. And there is something about the peer pressure of being cool and hip. And so you don't want to be the guy with the old, van sneakers or Converse high tops or whatever.
Buddies is what we used to call them when I was in high school. He's wearing buddies.
And you know what, people, it's true, people dog you. Kids are brutal. They'll dog you for your shoe wear. I remember
that.
Yeah.
It's a status symbol. It's definitely a status symbol.
Yeah.
Another staunch use, though, is, you know how hard it is? I work with horses, and I'm in the, my feet are in the dewy grass all the times in the morning, and it is almost impossible to find good waterproof boots anymore. Gore-Tex's patent went up a couple years ago, and now everybody's using their own stuff. And I'm telling you, it is a nightmare to get good boots that are waterproof anymore. I spent $215 on a pair of Echoes, and they weren't waterproof one day. I had to take them back, and now I'm back to wearing my I've got some that are waterproof, that are Gore-Tex. They're Wolverines, but they're so heavy, it's you know, pain, but you got to have waterproof boots, eh?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. You can't be out there, especially the times, as we were talking about. So you're going to be in a lot of dewy grass for sure. That's surprising. I'm thinking, I have a pair of, like, half boots that I got for, I think it was hiking. I was doing hiking, and I was worried about the water thing, too, like you. And I got them at, you know that shop, REI?
No, I don't know if we have that.
I wonder if they have it in Kentucky. I don't know if they have them. Look for an REI. I'll have to look something up on that, because I think that they're a big, huge camping store. They do, you know, all that kind of outdoor stuff, and they have those boots. But I don't know if it's just the halfway boots or they have them all the way up, because that could make a difference, too. John, as always, thanks for the call. So there you hear the pump with the 120. Even our own Matt Johnson not spending the big bucks for sneakers for the status symbol. To say that, hey, I can tell you how high I can jump. Watch my vertical leap. Now, I've seen LeBron in person play, and it is impressive to watch him go up in the air. But that's watching LeBron wearing the shoes. There's definitely going to be a market for it. And maybe John nailed it the best. Is that whole status thing, so who cares? I mean, if the shoes are good or whatever they are, it's about the fact that you'll have them and you can show them off. Everyone will see them, and you can tell them that you've got these shoes that LeBron had during the Olympics. And, you know, check it out. How cool is this? It's got a gold swoosh, and it's purple on the bottom, and it's got a sensor, so you can tell how high I'm jumping. Well, for basketball, too, I guess that I can understand why there'd be kids that would push to get that. But if you were a parent and you had to say, hey, Dad, I need $315. Sure, why do you need the $315? Sure, I have it for you. Like my grandfather used to say, what do you think, money grows on trees? Go back in the backyard and pick some dough off the money tree. That's a lot of money to spend on sneakers, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard. Duh. Winning.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.